Welcome to the Restored Hope podcast, where we talk about domestic abuse, trauma, grief recovery, stories of hope, and resilience. In each episode, we'll discuss various topics such as why women stay in abusive relationships, the impact of domestic abuse on the victim's health and the children, overcoming adversity, and many more. The podcast provides helpful information to support, inspire, and empower you to regain your confidence and help you on your healing journey to move from that place of pain into your God-given purpose. I am your host, BC Badibo. Thank you for tuning in.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of the Restored Hope podcast. I am your host, BC Badibo, and today we are diving deep into a topic that affects countless individuals around the world, and that is emotional abuse. We'll explore what emotional abuse is, its impact on survivors, and most importantly, the path to healing. Emotional abuse can manifest in many forms, including manipulation, control, criticism, and belittlement. It can leave deep scars on the mind and heart of the victim, affecting their self-esteem, relationships, and mental health. Emotional abuse is insidious because it often leaves no physical marks, making it difficult to detect. Many victims have reported going through emotional abuse that people don't believe because there is no scars, there are no marks to show that they are going through abuse. Involves tactics such as gaslighting, insults, threats, humiliation, and isolation. Victims often blame themselves, which can make the healing process even more challenging. Emotional abuse can have profound impact on survivors. It can make you doubt yourself and take away your sense of worth. Healing from emotional abuse is a process that takes time, patience, and courage. Here are some steps that can help you heal from emotional abuse. So we'll be going through steps that can help heal from emotional abuse. So number one step is to recognize the signs of emotional abuse and acknowledge the abuse. The first step towards healing is recognizing that you have experienced emotional abuse. This can be difficult as emotional abuse often involves subtle manipulation and control. Sometimes the abuser may act loving and caring, and at other times, they make you doubt your own perception of reality. It is important to acknowledge that you are not crazy and that you deserve respect and dignity. Seek validation from trusted friends, family, or a therapist who can help you understand the nature of the abuse. Number two is to understand the dynamics of emotional abuse. Knowledge is power. Understanding the patterns and tactics of emotional abuse can help you recognize when you are being manipulated and can equip you to break free from its hold. The next step is to seek professional help. A therapist or counselor can help you understand the impact of emotional abuse on your well-being and provide you with tools and strategies to cope and heal. They can also help you identify and challenge any negative beliefs or patterns that may have resulted from the abuse. The number four step is to build a support network. This is very important. Surround yourself with the right people, those that will support you. Reach out to people who care about you, such as friends, family, or support groups. They can offer you emotional support, validation, and encouragement. They can also help you set boundaries and protect yourself from further abuse. So, number five tip is to prioritize self-care. Emotional abuse can drain your energy and affect your physical and mental health. It is important to take care of yourself by eating well, sleeping enough, exercising regularly, and doing things that make you happy. You can also practice mindfulness, meditation, journaling, spending time in nature, or other relaxation techniques to calm your mind and body, or any other activity that promotes healing. Practice self-compassion. That's the next one. Self-compassion is about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend. Be kind to yourself. Recognize that healing is not a linear process, and it's okay to have setbacks or difficult days. Avoid self-blame and focus on self-compassion and self-love. Journaling is also very therapeutic. Keeping a journal can be a therapeutic way to process your emotions, document your healing journey, and gain clarity on your thoughts and feelings. Writing can be a powerful tool for self-reflection and growth. So try journaling as well. If you're someone that loves to journal, it's very therapeutic. The next tip is to reclaim your identity. Emotional abuse can make you lose sight of who you are and what you want. You may have been told that you are worthless, stupid, or unlovable. You may have been forced to give up your hobbies, interests, or goals. To heal from emotional abuse, you need to rediscover yourself and your passions. You can do this by exploring new activities, learn new skills, or pursue your dreams. Pursue opportunities for learning and growth, whether that's through education, career advancement, or skill development. These steps can help you regain a sense of achievement and purpose. Engage in activities that used to bring you joy and a sense of accomplishment. Reconnecting with hobbies and passions can help you remember the aspect of yourself that the abuse may have overshadowed. So you may love maybe playing tennis before, or reading, or dancing, or singing, and because of the abuse, you know, you stop doing all this. It's very important during your healing journey to go back, to reconnect with hobbies and passions that, you know, you used to do, that you stopped doing, and engage in self-discovery and personal development. Set new goals for yourself, both small and large, and celebrate your achievements along the way. Days that you can do more, celebrate. The days that you can just do a little, celebrate yourself. Don't engage in self-blame and looking down at yourself. The next one is to forgive yourself. You're not to blame for the abuse you suffered. I'm going to repeat that. You're not to blame for the abuse you suffered. You did not deserve it. You did not cause it. It's not your fault. You did the best you could in a difficult situation. Do not let the abuser's words or actions define you or your worth. Forgive yourself for any mistakes you may have made, and be proud of your strength and resilience. Be proud of yourself. The next tip is to set boundaries. One of the key aspects of healing from emotional abuse is learning to set and enforce healthy boundaries. Understand your personal limits and communicate them clearly to others. This helps protect your emotional well-being and prevents further abuse. Next tip is to challenge negative self-talk. abusive situations often lead to negative self-perception. Work on recognizing and reframing these damaging thoughts. Replace self-criticism with self-compassion and self-empowerment. The abuser may have said to you that you're worthless and that you are unlovable, that you're ugly. So if all these negative thoughts or all the things the abuser have said to you keeps coming back, reframe them. That you're beautiful, you're worthy, you're valuable. Keep saying that to yourself to replace all the negative thoughts. Forgive yourself. It's important to acknowledge that you are not to blame for the abuse you suffered. Let go of any guilt or shame you may be carrying. Forgiving yourself is an essential step toward healing. The next one is to set goals. Set goals. Set realistic goals for your healing journey, whether it's improving self-esteem, addressing anxiety or depression, or building healthier relationships. Setting and achieving small goals can provide a sense of accomplishment and progress. Celebrate small victories and recognize that progress takes time as well. Set goals for yourself. You can do this with your therapist, or if you have a close friend that supports you, okay, you can set a goal that, okay, maybe in the next 3 months, this is what I want to be able to do or achieve. Even if after the 3 months you did not fully achieve that goal, still celebrate what you were able to achieve within that period. Create a new narrative. Rebuilding your identity involves rewriting your personal narrative. Focus on your strengths, resilience, and growth. Embrace the fact that your identity is not solely defined by the abuse you experienced or endured. In conclusion, remember that healing from emotional abuse takes time, and there is no fixed timeline for recovery. Everyone is different. It is essential to prioritize your well-being and seek professional help if needed. With perseverance and support, you can rebuild your self-esteem, regain your sense of self-worth, and create a healthier and happier life beyond the shadows of emotional abuse. If you or someone you know is experiencing emotional abuse, please seek help. There is hope, and healing is possible. We'll be back with more empowering discussion in our next episode. Until then, take care and be kind to yourself. God bless.
Thanks for joining me this week on the Restored Hope podcast. Check me out on Instagram at BCGbadebo and on my Facebook page, Restored Hope. This is a private group for victims and survivors of domestic abuse, where you can receive support and be empowered to live the life that you love. If you love the show, please share it with your friends and family. Also, subscribe to the show to catch every episode and leave us a review so we can continue to bring you amazing content. Thank you for listening. Bye for now.